I'm joined by David Smith, who is in West Tata, 60 kilometres from Bani Walid. David, are we expecting the rebels to move in on Bani Walid today?
I think there's a very strong chance of that, but we've heard rumours in the past that a battle is imminent and sometimes one is still waiting 2 weeks, Peter. However, there's no doubt that, as I speak, just sort of standing really on a highway in the desert, nowhere in a couple of buildings, there are more rebel fighters than there were yesterday. They're on their vehicles with mounted heavy artillery. They've just been singing sort of battle songs, and they all say, you know, they are definitely ready to go in and fight today. Spoke to Idris Al-Faba, said that, you know, we're just waiting for a signal now. He also believes that some fighting may already have started involving rebel fighters coming from the opposite direction from Misrata. I think there are also hopes that there may be an internal uprising in Bani Walid, and all these elements will come together and they will advance. We heard last night that negotiations for a peaceful surrender appeared to have broken down irrevocably. So a battle does look imminent. And you know, as we stand here, there are fighters and several media organisations, and you know, we understand that, you know, we could be off towards Bani Walid in 5 minutes, or we could still be waiting in 5 hours. It's still quite uncertain.
If there is a prospect of an internal rebellion, there, wouldn't it be worth sort of holding out for that to happen? That would surely be a much more sort of preferable outcome than an invasion.
Yes, that was sort of part of the theory, I think, with Tripoli as well. However, how long can they wait for Bani Walid? They said they've been very patient with negotiations. There have already been some signs of internal uprising and reports that rebel flags were raised and the radio station was taken over. But I think it's just gauging the right moments of when does the uprising have enough strength to be sustainable and not be crushed by Gaddafi forces. And, you know, this could be a tough nut to crack. There are all sorts of estimates about the strength of Gaddafi's forces in Bani Walid. I think yesterday a spokesman said that only 20 people were holding a town of 50,000 people hostage. But then today, someone else has been saying there are about 4,000 Gaddafi soldiers there, plus an additional 600 who were Saif al-Islam, Gaddafi's personal security, who fled with him here from Babar al-Zir when it was overrun in Tripoli. So gauging the strength of Gaddafi's forces is difficult, and, you know, if there are enough there, clearly any internal uprising will be very difficult. But,